on today's Tech Help for Churches, 4 unusual ideas on how to use Twitter. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk about using new media, social media, the internet in general, for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So, if you're watching the video, just leave a comment below. If you're not, you can go ahead and drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, P-A-U-L. A-L-A-N-C-L-I-F. So, there are a lot of things that you can do with Twitter. Some people, it's pretty straightforward. They just use it for sharing thoughts, something funny occurs to them. Maybe they use it to comment on what other people are doing. Maybe they share political ramblings. I don't know. Different people do different things. But there are some other things that you can do, and this is just not an exhaustive list by any stretch, but just 4 ideas that I had that might be some fun and unusual things that just might get people talking, and in a good way. So the first thing is live tweeting. So for most of Christian history, the worship experience has been centered around the sermon. So why not take little short snippets from the sermon and just tweet those? The pastor doesn't necessarily have to do this. This could be someone in the congregation just live tweeting what's going on, anything that strikes them as particularly profound or particularly helpful, that kind of thing. So you could go ahead and tweet that and see how much engagement you get. Here's a little secret. When I first started doing this, I was actually getting more engagement than for the stuff I was doing through the week. So you can really reach out to a lot of people, and something that said where you live can reach literally all over the world if it gets tweeted and retweeted and favorited, etc. So think about that. Next, flash mobs. Now, while flash mobs aren't particular to Twitter, they're a great thing that you can organize on Twitter. Sure, there are terrorists organizing plots. There are people organizing ways of just choosing poorly in their lives. But what if your church could become the one that was known for doing fun things? What if, I'm recording this in December, what if your church was the one that's known for randomly showing up, not appearing like you're organized or anything, and then all of a sudden you sing a Christmas carol and disperse into the crowd? What if your church is known for showing up at one of the big parks in your area and in the middle of the day, for no apparent reason, doing the electric slide? What if your church is known as the one that at the big local football game just started the hokey pokey? Just fun things that you could do just to show people that, you know, being a Christian isn't boring. Jesus promised us abundant life and he wasn't lying. Just fun stuff like that. I think it would be great if churches could start to be known for the abundant life that they've been given, not for what they're against. So that's idea number 2. Idea number 3 is something that I actually saw another church do, and I thought that I'd share this. This was probably 5 or 6 years ago. A church reenacted the crucifixion on Twitter. Now you might be thinking, how do you reenact? Well, it was tweets from people that were involved. So what this is actually in the tradition of is things like Godspell, set in the late 60s, early 70s, or Another example is the cotton patch version of the New Testament, set in Georgia in the 50s. Those are both examples of what we call world-for-world translations. Well, the true stories in the Bible don't seem as real because the culture is so removed from us. So what I found interesting is in watching the crucifixion being live tweeted, of course, not the real thing, just reenactment, you got a sense of the timeline that you maybe didn't have before. Because when you read it in the Bible, it's like 3 pages, right? It just seems pretty quick. I mean, it says, and Jesus was on the cross for so many hours and all night long and, you know, things like that. But it's more interesting to see it from the eyes of the people that were involved in the historic event. So reenactments is another good idea of what you can do with Twitter. Another thing is what we call twakeovers. Now, this is kind of an old Twitter word. It's not used much anymore. But the idea is that someone who doesn't normally tweet from the account takes it over, and tweets from it. Twakeover. So there was a great one where Stephen Colbert took over, I think it was a Major League Baseball account several years ago, and it was just really hilarious. You know, halfway through, he's wondering why you buy peanuts and Cracker Jacks when Cracker Jacks have peanuts in them. Why not just buy Cracker Jacks and then you get both? You know, just silly things like that. Well, in the church, you could have age group ministers taking over the church's account to tweet what's going on in the age group ministry for that particular week. So think particularly about situations like summer camps or mission trips or just outings or service projects, any of those kinds of things. Whoever is in charge of the particular event can tweet things from that just to keep the rest of the congregation that probably follows the main church Twitter account abreast of what's going on. So that's some ideas that I had. But I bet you have some good ideas. Why not leave them in the notes below? If you're watching on TrinityDigitalMedia.com, do that. If not, you can leave it either on YouTube or just hit me up on Twitter, as I said earlier, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff. If you like this kind of stuff, what I'm sharing, the information that I'm helping you out with, don't hesitate to head on over to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. It's the Christmas season, so I thought that I would offer you some gifts, including the very book that I'm getting these out of. This is the second book in my series of books. This is called Tweeting Church, and the ebook version is available free if you head on over there. Give me a good email address to send it to you. Don't give me a fake email address, because then I can't send it to you. You see how that works. So give me a good email address, and I'll send that to you. I'll also send you my free newsletter that I send out at least weekly, sometimes more often, with all sorts of tips, tricks, ideas on how to help use technology in the church. Well, I hope that helps you and your church go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.